With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Solemn time in Arizona today. There will be a major memorial service for slain conservative pundit and Salem radio talk show host Charlie Kirk. Speakers will be led by the president himself. Charlie's widow, Erica Kirk, will be there as well. Vice President J.D. Vance will take the microphone. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, and many others will be at the stadium. House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan says the impact of Charlie Kirk's life will resonate with young people forever.
First and foremost, my prayers are with Charlie and his family, with his wife, Erica, and their two children. Like so many, I experienced this impact through the eyes of my daughter. He showed her that the impact that she could have as a young person, as a young conservative person, that was really important to her. Charlie's legacy will live on in every young person that he inspired.
The memorial begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Polls have opened in Guinea for a referendum today on a draft constitution. This could allow the junta leader, General Mamadi Doumbé, who seized power 4 years ago, to run for president. Today's referendum is a key step in transitioning from military to civilian rule, but critics call it a power grab and a way to legitimize the military coup. Elections are expected in December. The referendum needs 50% to pass. Philippines police have arrested 17 people after a chaotic incident near the presidential palace in Manila this morning. Some individuals set fire to tires and threw rocks at riot police. This incident appears unrelated to two large peaceful anti-corruption protests happening elsewhere in the city. This is SRN News. While faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition is going strong on one tiny Greek island. There are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have been for centuries. These room-sized structures, mostly Orthodox, a couple hundred Catholic, are up on the rocky hillsides of the island. Their owners range from octogenarians to Generation Z, sheep farmers to business owners. But they share the unwavering dedication to keeping their little chapels open to anybody who wants to pray or just find a moment of quiet. The Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for friendliness and hospitality, but a new report finds the region is having a problem with anti-Semitism. The survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest from 2023 to 24. In fact, the problem is a national and global one, but the rise in anti-Semitic events in the Midwest is higher than any other region. This is SRN News. If you were nostalgic for childhood, here are the finalists for induction into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Trivial Pursuit, the Star Wars lightsaber, Furbies, and even snow might join the Toy Hall of Fame. They had more than 2,100 nominations and whittled them down to 12 finalists that also include Battleship, Catan, Connect 4, Spirograph, Slime, the Scooter, and Tickle Me Elmo. Honorees will be announced in November.
That's correspondent Judy Walker reporting. Today is Sunday, September the 21st. It's the 264th day of 2025. On this date in history, 1792, the National Convention of France issued a proclamation announcing the abolition of the French monarchy. On this date in 1937, The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien was first published by George Allen and Unwin, Ltd. of London. This is SRN News.